Well, it's very moving to come here and see the pressures and the hurt, the hunger from millions and millions of displaced people in Syria, and the pressures that are also on the Lebanese people and its government. But the Lebanese government is working very, very hard with the UN agencies, including the World Food Program. I was just on the ground in Syria, meeting with the leadership there, working with our teams to get greater access throughout Syria. We're feeding almost 4 million people every month in Syria, but yet there's still another 4.7 million people mm-hmm. that are living in hard-to-reach and besieged areas. And we've evaluated what we think are about 644,000 people who live in 13 areas that are completely cut off from the outside world.
Now, you just mentioned that you were hearing stories from refugees themselves. Were there any specific story that caught up your attention?
There's story after story. When I was at the distribution center, particularly seeing all the women coming in and picking up the boxes of food and the cooking oil, you know, the basic necessities at this one distribution center that serves 75,000 people, and the women listening to their stories and how they've had to move. Some have had to move 2, 3, 4 times. They've lost loved ones in the conflict. You know, they just want to be able to go on with their lives normally. Mm-hmm. And it's just heartbreaking hearing their stories. And I think people of the world, if they can hear the stories, they will support the funding for these unfortunate people. Mm-hmm. And I also like to think and hope that that our friends around the world will pressure their governments to bring all the parties together to end these conflicts once and for all, whether it's in Syria, whether it's in Yemen, or whether it's other man-made conflicts like South Sudan and Somalia and Northeast Nigeria, just to name a few others. Mm-hmm. And the untold financial burdens on a system that's just not prepared for it. But having said that, the World Food Program, the expertise, the logistical successful teams that we have here, there's nobody better positioned in the world to achieve an end world hunger than this team in man-made conflict.
You spoke also with government official in Lebanon and Syria. What did they ask from you? And on the other hand, what did you ask from them?
Biggest questions that we're pursuing in Syria was greater access. Mm-hmm. And obviously, the government wanted to see more money coming in for the Syrian people. And, of course, we explained that we're doing everything we can to move the numbers up in terms of donors, but we're facing a humanitarian crisis, the worst one since World War II, when you got man-made conflicts in Yemen, South Sudan, Somalia, and Northeast Nigeria, that the funding is just difficult. It's a tough fight, and so we have hard decisions. And the greater access that we have, the easier we can have access into these conflicted areas and being able to monitor to make sure the food is getting to the innocent people's hands. It makes our job easier, allows us to do it more cost-efficient. And I think they understand that. In Lebanon, it's a difficult situation in Lebanon. You're talking about a small country, and they've got a million refugees from Syria here, and a country that's economically struggling. And so we're working with the government of Lebanon to do what we can to ease the burdens and pressures. We appreciate what they have been doing, and we're going to continue to work with them to ease the suffering that's taking place and also provide sustainability and strengthen the economy so that Lebanon can be a safe haven for people. And hopefully one day, as soon as we all pray, that the Syrians will be able to go back home to a safe environment.